USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New concerns about COVID-19 now that a new variant has been discovered, and many are concerned it's going to be a fast spreader. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling Weekend Today it would not surprise him if this new Omicron variant is already in the United States. Starting Monday, the Biden administration is closing America's borders to travelers from 8 African nations. It was first detected in South Africa, so that's why they're targeting that portion of the world for now. The World Health Organization officially naming the Omicron variant and calling it a variant of concern, though officially no cases have been identified yet in the United States. The Supreme Court will hear arguments Monday challenging the state of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great everywhere I go. People tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
Americans spent less money than was expected at U.S. shopping centers, as in brick-and-mortar stores, on Black Friday. The Adobe Digital Economy Index says they spent about $6.6 billion as of 9 o'clock Eastern last night, about $2 billion less than expected, though better than last year. One of Broadway's most famous composers ever has passed away at 91. Stephen Sondheim died Friday at his home in Roxbury, Connecticut. He was famous for his music and lyrics from plays like West Side Story and A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. His most famous song, though, came from A Little Night Music, and it was famously covered by a number of artists, including Frank Sinatra. Was given the Medal of Freedom in 2015 from then-President Obama. Stephen Sondheim, again, was 91. And this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Mexican government has posed the Biden administration with new conditions if they expect to continue the Remain in Mexico program. Here's more from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
The Trump-era framework under which asylum seekers were returned to Mexico to await the processing of their claims. With the development coming in context of the Biden administration's plans to reinstate the policy following a court order. Mexico's foreign ministry said in a November 26th announcement that talks have intensified with the United States on rebooting the program known as the Migrant Protection Protocols, but that Mexican authorities are waiting for a formal response from the Biden administration on a number of concerns.
Alan Shepard was the first American astronaut to enter space in 1961.
Okay, retrofire completed.
The Mercury spacecraft is beginning to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere.
Now his daughter, Laura Shepard, Shepard Churchley, is scheduled to fly aboard the New Shepard, the spacecraft named in her father's honor. Churchley is among the two honorary guests, the other being Good Morning America and former NFL star Michael Strahan, to join the December 9th mission that's backed by Blue Origin, the space company founded by former Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Churchley says despite it's only going to last about 10 minutes, the 3 minutes of weightlessness will, in her words, be a riot. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.